This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, 7 and a half the hour, Doug Steffens. Good day program. That would mean me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay is out for a couple of days. So we are blessed with the presence of one of the most intelligent women I know. Not just
me?
Women. One of the most intelligent. Yeah, me. Who, me?
What?
Okay, so Jennifer, did you know that there is a National Chicken Council?
I think I probably did.
Yeah,
there's
one
of these kind of councils, yeah.
There are. The Chicken Council is a trade group.
Is it on the Chicken Council?
I don't have. Well, they actually do have chickens. We have 60 or 70 chickens on the farm. They're just now beginning to lay eggs again. Yes. They take the winter, part of the winter off. They don't like the cold weather and they stop producing. Yes, they do.
You should try but to get more chicken.
Warmer. Yeah, they're just very prolific, those California chickens. So the National Chicken Council has submitted a formal request to the food and druggies asking that they drop the rule that was passed about 10, 12 years ago that keeps chicken producers from selling their excess eggs because they aren't refrigerated right away.
You don't have now, to if the membrane's on them, right?
Exactly. That shows you how stupid the people in the government are. Maybe the National Chicken Council can educate them. But if you don't wash, this is for everybody, okay? I'll give you this if you didn't know it. If you don't, for example, on my farm, some of the producers, well, it depends on who's selling the eggs. Mary, who's my farm manager, washes the eggs. But Hayden, who has many of the chickens that are here, doesn't. And I prefer the ones that are not washed, even though they are unsightly, because a lot of times they have chicken poop and feathers and, you know, stuff like that on them. You wash them when you get them home. They are much better. But the fact that these people in the Department of Food and Agriculture don't know that the eggs are okay as long as you don't do what you just said. What?
And believe me, I'm no agriculture expert. I'm
no.
a city girl,
but,
so if I know this,
yeah,
what's
right.
going on with them?
Hello. Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, the National Chicken Council says that it believes the eggs would be safe because they would be pasteurized before they were used by food producers. So they bring them now. You don't even have, you don't do that. Just don't wash them. Oh my God, the people that just don't know what's going on the farm. It's really amazing. And I do the farm food and family news every day on the program. And we have the weekend show, The American Family Farmer, which is on many of these same stations in which we take issues that are before the American farmer, not the big ag businesses, but the family farms, and try to make life better and make things better. If you look at the amount of money that's coming from the government, this is part of the discussion for the farm bill that every 5 or 6 years comes up. We have to take care of this and that. The outrage, this goes back to your friend, Mr. Trump, but it goes back before that. It goes back to actually after World War II, when a lot of these subsidies got started. They became more prolific in the late 60s, early 70s, and into the 80s, where the government was giving subsidies to everybody. The subsidies were going to the big, huge agribusinesses that didn't need it. The small family farmers not getting anything, or very little, and the big guys are getting it all, and they don't need it. It's, again, the corruption. And going back to what Biden has been saying, I don't want to get onto this dude again, but the business about the debt ceiling and just the so... If the people in the... This shows you how badly run the country is. If the people in the Food and Drug Administration don't even know that you don't wash an egg to protect it, then who the hell's running the ship here?
And can I get on my own little toot? Because this is
story
that I think that you should be talking about, particularly because we have a lot of stations in Ohio and in and in Pennsylvania. But the train derailment, have you been following this at all?
Yeah, I have. And it's there's not as much information available. They're hiding it. For whatever the reason.
I think I know why they're hiding it. So you want to follow me through on this one?
Please.
Because for those who don't know, because really, truly, the mainstream media has just been crickets on this one.
Yeah.
There was a train derailment in, Norfolk Southern, I think, is the...
Eastern Ohio. Yeah.
Is the railway.
Norfolk Southern is a rail company, yeah.
Yeah, and it was in Pennsylvania and East Palestine, basically, or Palestine.
How do you right on it? The Pennsylvania-Ohio border. Yep.
So... their train's traveling through, it derails. Now, the problem is that the train is carrying chemicals that were...
Why did it derail, first of all? That's what
exactly.
I want to know.
And Pete Buttigieg, old Mayor Pete, who has to be the worst transportation secretary ever. I mean, think about it. The ports have, you know, been mucked up, the airline problems. Now the train derailment, and he's like, well, everybody needs an electric vehicle. You know, read the room, Pete. But anyway.
All right.
So... you get the train derailment, and you find out that it's carrying chemicals that were used during World War I as weapons of war, basically, as biochemicals.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is bad stuff.
The forerunner to Agent Orange. That's basically what it was.
I think that the government hasn't said much about this. Because if you read the stories, the government chose to get rid of the chemicals. They actually burned them off, which caused a mushroom cloud. To go up in the sky. So whoever the dummy was, and I'm no expert here, I'm not a farmer, you know, like, but you know what you know. When they burned off those chemicals, that's what's caused the mushroom cloud. And now chickens are dying. Schools of fish are turned up in rivers. The water there has a rainbow-colored sheen from all the chemicals. Some guy who has like he's a fox keeper, the foxes are dying.
Mm-hmm.
People's kids are getting sick. One woman said her kids' eyes were the color of tomatoes. And crickets. You would think this would be a huge story and that journalists would be very concerned about this. Where's Erin Brockovich? She's been tweeting about it, but shouldn't she be standing in front of it? I mean, this is a huge problem that nobody wants to talk about, probably because the government made the dumb decision to try to burn the chemicals off and created a huge problem. That's my gut feeling, is that whoever said this is how we deal with it probably got it really, really wrong. And... where is everybody? Yet they won't let me get a gas-powered vehicle. You're vilified if you're trying to build a house without green stuff inside of it, or if you want to not have an electric vehicle, yet it's fine to have a mushroom cloud over Ohio? Come on.
Well, there's an interesting there's a conundrum. Well, the connection and the conundrum together. The movie Oppenheimer is coming out in a couple of months. Do you know the story of Oppenheimer?
No.
He was the creator of the atomic bomb. He and Edward Teller, there's a nuclear bomb and there's an atomic bomb. They both kind of do the same thing, but the way the molecular structure works of the two bombs, it's a little different. And so Oppenheimer was the first one to come up with the way to destroy the planet, basically. And it's a very controversial movie. He was a controversial guy. But the story, this again, right after World War II, when we were trying to perfect, we had brought Wernher von Braun over here from Germany to do the rocket stuff. And then we had Oppenheimer, who I think also was a German. I think he was a German Jew. He obviously didn't survive in Germany. But at any rate, he came up with the formula and the ability that we had to now destroy the planet. So you got all of this stuff that is a part and parcel of what we need to be watching, and I think we don't have qualified people. Maybe it's the form of government. We have a lot of unqualified people in places that we need to have qualified people. And it doesn't mean, I go back to the Food and Drug Administration, you go to any one of these groups, there are more advocates. The way politics has gone in state and local and federal government, it's the advocates who get the job, not the people who are most qualified. You don't go out and search. You ask for people to apply for jobs. I know in the local circumstances here, they put out almost like a request for a proposal, RFP, to get somebody to take a job. And how do we know they're the most qualified? They're people who apply for the job, but if there's only a few people that apply and they aren't the most qualified, because let's face it, government doesn't pay, where the hell do they put all the money? Goes to the military-industrial complex. Doesn't go to people who are working, unless it's Fauci, who's getting $480,000 a year. You know, it's the average person isn't making that kind of dough. So that's why you don't get people applying for those jobs, because they're just not that good. So anyway, speaking of jobs and not that good, looks like DiFi is going to retire, huh? Not seeking re-election?
Did you hear how sad that was?
I think it's very sad.
The whole thing is sad.
But the fact that she's still there.
Well, I'm not a fan of her politics, but clearly this woman is in decline, and she's been in that office for a long time.
89
and you already
years old.
Have, like, three people who have jumped into the race before they even gave her the courtesy of saying she's not going to run again. She's 89. It's a six-year term. Most likely she's not going to run again. But instead of waiting, you've got Adam Schiff and Katie Porter and Barbara Lee who have already jumped into the race for the Senate seat. The thing that I think was really sad is when she was asked about the statement that her office sent out yesterday saying she wouldn't run for re-election, she didn't know. The reporter said, you're retiring, and she goes, I haven't made any decisions on that.
And then
her office said, well, we sent out a statement, and she was confused by it. It's really sad.
It's too bad. Rescue workers saved two brothers in Turkey earlier this week, who survived under the rubble for 200 hours. The death toll is now over 41,000 in the earthquake that struck early last week. Imagine they were in some kind of a food store.
Wow.
The roof collapsed, and they survived on protein power that they found. It's almost laughable, but it isn't laughable when you think about what in the world they must have gone through. Can you imagine thinking, what about the latest COVID wave in China last couple of weeks has killed 1.5 million people. So the story is, in the first round or in the first couple of years, 4 or 5 million people in China died, and now another 1.5 million. So they by far have had the most direct deaths from COVID. And, you know, I guess it sounds cruel to say it's appropriate, but they started it. So now they are getting the disruption in China is another big story that's not being reported. All the people that are protesting over there, they're keeping a lid on that. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's now 23 after the hour, the popular Doug Steffen Good Day program. If I may say so myself, after all, Jennifer, if I don't say it, who's going to say it? The ever popular, the longest running syndicated talk radio program in the country. Why can't I beat my chest? Hey, it's Doug. Yeah, okay. Jennifer's here. She can do her own beating of her chest.
I have a hard time beating my chest. Stuff that gets in the way.
Yes, I've noticed that. Okay. So here are some comments, the social media comments, Facebook and Instagram. You go to at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter it's Good Day On Air, or you can dial us up at 855-999-3684, which is 855-999-DOUG. Here's Aaron Otto, who writes, good morning. Wouldn't it be ironic if the Chinese sent one of their balloons into U.S. airspace and we shot it down without finding out what it had on board? We'd be pulling the trigger on ourselves. That's very interesting to think about it that way. What do they have? What could? Yeah, they could be doing anything, creating another virus. I think we speculated on that yesterday, and that's where
it
came
biological.
From.
Could be a test response.
Yeah,
and
right.
I just, the fact that we haven't heard from the president about this, I think, is really bad. Imagine what people would be saying if Trump started using the Air Force to shoot things out of the sky. What would people be saying? He's crazy. He's lost it. He's declaring war. And we don't hear anything. It's just bizarre. And they shot other ones down over, I guess the U.S. Air Force just shot one down over over Syria that they said were operated by Iran. It's crazy time.
Unbelievable. All right, here's a listener, been listening for 30 years on KSRM in Kenai, Alaska. How about that?
I like it.
And anyway, she says, I start my mornings with you and your staff.
By the way, up in Alaska.
Right. I was talking about concrete roads up in Alaska, and she said, thank you for sharing a firsthand look at what it's actually like to live somewhere where the recycled concrete roads are built. We appreciate you. I think she's thanking me for telling or explaining how it all works, because back to farming and what people don't know, even the people that engineer the roads. Yeah, there a lot of people don't realize that most of the roads in the country are remanufactured, whether it's asphalt or concrete. They grind it up and they use it over again, which
they never change it out for sure.
Well, actually, that's a good idea, frankly. When you get right down to it, it's an excellent idea. All right, Marin Agresti is sending us a note. I'm happy to, let's see here, made several of them. Oh, you make my day. I'm glad to have given something. I thanked him for sending some information to us, listening on KSRM, another one of those people that was up in Alaska. How about them apples? I like that. It's nice to know how far and wide we reach.
For sure.
Right? Don't you think? I think that's a good thing. Here's somebody who asked, who is professing Christian on the Doug Stephan radio program? Who is professing Christianity? I think I talk about religion, not trying to exude the value of any religion. I usually look at religion from askance because I'm not a big believer in commercial industrial religion. I think it's all man-made baloney. I think there's God. I think there's infinite intelligence. But I think, well, you know, you can get into a discussion. There are a lot of good things that come out of Christianity, a lot of good things that come out of Judaism, the Muhammad, the Muslims, a lot of great things come out of that religion, Buddhism, Taoism. You can name the major religions of the world. I studied them all when I was in college, and you can find something to like in every single one of them. And then you can find a lot of things that aren't so good. Certainly the Catholic Church and its problems with the priests is something that they have yet to figure out how to deal with, no matter how high up the ladder it goes. And so, but anyway, I appreciate the fact that you recognized I was talking about religion. We talk about everything here on Good Day. The sky is the limit. 28 past the hour.
Everything you're already doing still isn't enough. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. When you're shopping bricks and mortar, ask for an open box. I saved a couple hundred on the computer I'm writing this on, still brand new and under warranty. Shopping online? Before you check out that cart, open a separate browser and Google promo codes for the company you're shopping. And if you're a member, try AAA or AARP. Shopping for services? On vacation, I flossed off a crown, and the nearest dentist wanted $75 to re-cement it. When I asked discount for cash, the doc pocketed the crisp 50 I offered. Threatened to quit. Many subscription services and publications will counteroffer. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The only thing on President Biden's agenda today is hosting a screening of the movie Till. That will take place in the East Room at 5 p.m. Eastern. The Justice Department has stepped up work in recent months on drafting a potential antitrust complaint against Apple Incorporated. The investigation into whether Apple has a monopoly power that it abuses began in 2019 when enforcers have escalated their efforts in recent months, with more litigators now assigned to the case and new requests for documents and consultations with companies are moving ahead. Six-time NBA champion Michael Jordan is celebrating his 60th birthday tomorrow. Jordan is celebrating by making a $10 million donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. The thankful organization says it's the largest donation ever received from an individual in the organization's 43-year history. Today is National Punchkey Day, known as a dessert indulged around Lent. It isn't just about the pastry. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Beat you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. It's now 34 after the hour, going into another half hour of conversation here on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Love is but the discovery of ourselves and others, and the delight in the recognition of that love. That's a post-Valentine's Day thought. Something to be optimistic about as you think about what's going on in your life outside of the normal things like, I got to get up, I got to go to work, and I got to do this. Think out, you know, driving or walking or however you get your mind off of the normal things of the day. Love is the discovery of ourselves and others. I think that's cool, Jennifer.
Pretty, I like that. You okay?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
Get all
thank
choked
you.
Up. I could never tell.
I did. Yes, I do that from time to time. Here's some good news about a man who was fighting cancer, and this was just weeks before he was to wed his love. His name is Will Law. His doctor told him that he had an aggressive brain tumor just a couple of weeks before he got married. He's 39 years old. He was not only worried about his health, but whether the surgery would impact his memory as he was planning to get married. The surgeon said, Will, and talking to his fiance, Lindsay, they both live in St. Petersburg, Florida, what should they do? And they agreed to get married before the surgery.
Sweet.
So he married this lady before he had surgery on his brain tumor, talking about how wonderful she is. He works in a brewing company. They had their proposal last August in front of family and friends. And then the problem, he was playing golf one day and he lost his grip and he fell down.
Wow.
He thought he had pinched a nerve in his neck or something. He tried CBD creams and that sort of thing for the pain relief. Didn't do him any good. He said his arm was just flapping away like a chicken wing. He couldn't control it. So he went to see the doctor, had an MRI. Apparently he had a car crash in 2015 and it affected his brain. And so he met with the neurosurgeon just before they got married. Should we postpone the wedding was the question from his wife-to-be. And Lindsay said, nope, we have to deal with it, but we're going to get married. And so they put their concern on hold for a little bit. They married on the beach in St. Augustine. The operation after that took 5 hours. He was awake for the whole operation. Lindsay, the now wife, remembers the surgeon telling her that Will had suffered a seizure while he was on the table, and as a result, they weren't as aggressive as they wanted to be. So he apparently needs more treatment, but she said, I'm just happy to have him alive. There was a blood clot. I mean, this is...
What a good reminder, though, to find your happiness when you can.
Yes.
Because how many of us put off things that make us happy?
Yep. Right.
Because we think the timing isn't right.
Not till tomorrow. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Not a good idea. All right. So here's something that will make some of you happy, some of you not so happy. In Missouri yesterday, a judge overturned the conviction of a man who's been in jail for 28 years for a killing he said he didn't commit, and it turns out he didn't commit it. Lamar Johnson is now 50 years old. He was 22 when he went into jail, got out of jail, shook his head. The legal team patted him on the back. The judge, David Mason, issued the ruling. The judge explained that there had to be reliable evidence of actual innocence, and there was. So he walked out of jail a free man. But thinking about the 28, what in the world do you do with your life? After you've been convicted of something that you didn't do. And
well,
it happens over and over and over again.
You've got to have a good structure. You've got to have something to believe in. Because otherwise you carry around a lot of anger and resentment.
Yeah, right. I mean, why wouldn't you be angry about that? I would be if it was me. Right? I mean, what are you doing with your life? What's happened here? Teenage girls experiencing record high levels of sadness, violence, and suicide, especially if you are in the LGBTQ community. See, what I don't get here is how many people who are teenagers actually know. Honestly, Jennifer, you'll have to help me with this. Do you really know when you're a teenager if you've grown up as one thing and then you wake up one day, or do you? Or is it just something goes on in the media and you start thinking, well, I don't like the way this feels, so
yeah,
maybe I should try something else.
Maybe I'm that. I mean, you hear these horror stories about people who actually went through gender reassignment surgery and then actually, like, the drastic measures and then found out that it didn't help. And they still have the highest suicide rates and they're still depressed.
Yeah.
And you can't turn it back. You impact your fertility. Really big decisions for a 12, a 13, a 14-year-old. And sadly, you know the 14-year-old mentality because we all had it. We know everything. We think it's always going to be this way. We don't think that anything is going to change. And, boy, does life change and your feelings change and everything changes. It's just, I think we put a tremendous amount of pressure on our kids to make decisions for themselves or to introduce, well, maybe you're this, maybe you're that. Just maybe we should stop with the sex. Maybe we should just talk to kids about life and learning and let the gender stuff, let all of that stuff filter out, because it will. People's sexuality will filter out. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't mean that in a bad way. If you're, I believe there are people who are born gay. If you're gay, you're gay. We don't need somebody in a classroom telling you, well, maybe that feeling means...
That's not what the classroom's for. Math, science, English, history, your health and well-being, how your body works. That's what school is for. And that doesn't come from some old F.A.R.T. It comes from somebody who was in the system and knew what worked. You could see what interested youngsters and what they needed to know. And whatever you need to know isn't on Google. It isn't on Facebook. It isn't on Twitter. What you need to know more often than not is in a textbook that's written by someone of authority. So anyway, just to go back to the prison thing. For a second, that fellow that was in prison, the Bureau of Prisons is closing an Illinois prison. One of the things that was going on, this was not the prison, this was a Missouri prison, but in Illinois they have an unbelievable number of inmate deaths and sexual harassment by guards of prisoners, both men and women. And this sort of falls on the back pages of what we were talking about with regard to Rikers. Were you with me the other day when we were talking about that? Was that?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just, I find that these prisons, the system.
Because when there's problems with the prison system, then that gives fodder to people who say we shouldn't have any law and order. And then our society falls apart. It's like, can we just get it right? Can we do the right thing by people who are incarcerated? Can we do the right thing in the judicial system? And can we also police the streets? Right now, you have so many instances of them doing it wrong, and then those cases get publicity, and then they're pushed into having no policing or no jails or anything, and then there's no punishment. It's such a bad path we're on.
It's pretty unethical, actually, I think, when you get right down to it. There's a moral question in here as to what our responsibilities are to get things right, frankly. Say it again, Doug. Oh, there it is, frankly. Okay. Want to get excited?
Yes, please.
It is February, the middle of February. Guess what happens this weekend?
What happens? Oh, is it Mardi Gras?
No, well, that's next week, next Tuesday.
Okay.
Nope. The pitchers and the catchers.
I know.
Are reporting to spring training. Football's over.
Finished. Bring on baseball.
Done. Let's get the baseball guys going. The first broadcast of games happens the first weekend of March. And then we're kind of back into it. I know when I was working on KABC in Los Angeles, because they had the Dodgers then, how exciting it was to be on the air then, there, and to have the access to Vin Scully and all the other people that were a part of it. I remember going to Dodger Town. Were you on with me when I went to Dodger Town?
I don't remember you going there, but it's been one of my dreams to go to Vero Beach. Because that was...
They don't do it in Vero anymore.
But now they don't have it. And I will tell you, I have been to Arizona several times. In fact, for a few years in a row, that was the gift I gave my dad for Christmas, is that I would take him to spring training. And we had such an amazing time.
This is a good time.
If you have a chance to do it, don't miss out on that.
I remember. Well, it was a double whammy for me because WTTV, which still carries this program, they had the local broadcasts of the Dodgers game. It was Dodger Town. And then because I was on KABC at the time, and they were doing the broadcast, it was just so much fun and even if you're not a big sports fan, you can't help but get wrapped up. The whole community, Vero, got wrapped up in it. It just was neat, 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 neat. So anyway, that's getting started. This weekend, the pitchers and catchers show up, and the next week, by the end of the week, the players start warming up, and a week after that, they start their spring season. So, yep, Super Bowl's over, folks. And now we move on into other things. The most recent Good Day download that you can get at gooddayshow.com is a focus on the Turkey-Syrian earthquake. Updating that, some conversation about Britney Spears and her continuing medical issues and psychological issues, that sort of thing. Do-it-yourself home improvement projects. Tom Kreitler is on every week, and he's a part of the Good Day download with his ideas. That's what we like here, insight and ideas, whether it be food, your pets, your home, whether it's the stuff you do with your free time, all that good stuff. You'll find the updates here on the Good Day download, which you can get every day at gooddayshow.com. You can also follow the program because we air it in its entirety all day, every day at gooddayshow.com as well. Now, let me see what's going on. Do we have time to talk about divorce for a minute? Yes.
Why not bring us all down? Sure.
Yeah. Four signs of divorce.
Uh-oh.
This is what
Gloria
Allred. Yeah, you know, I haven't seen her for a couple of years. I gotta, when I'm out there next
Clearly
week,
she's not looking hard enough.
Yeah, no, I wasn't looking, but she's there. She's everywhere. She's one of the most interesting people I've ever met. So, anyway, we'll have a little lunch and a little talk about what's going on in the world. She's always got an interesting spin on things, that's for sure. All right, so number one problem for couples. If you are going through any or all of these things, you need to go to counseling. All right? Mm-hmm. Toxic criticism of the other person. Complaining all the time about your relationship. And your partner, if you criticize your partner and do it generally and unfairly, you're on the road, you're going down that slippery slope. You never take out the garbage, right? There you go. Yeah, never is not the word to use because sometimes probably does that. Also, if you're defensive all the time, take accountability for it. Once in a while, the complaint is probably worthwhile and probably accurate. So, you know, you can stand up for yourself. But if that happens all the time again, you're probably going down that slippery slope. Food for thought from Good Day at 48 after the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Spreading the truth far and wide on how to handle your dog, your pet. It's Warren Eckstein time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Warren comes to us freshly full of fruit from the Santa Monica, what is that, little right up the street from you, that little market that they have, the, you know, the, what is that, like up on 29th Street? I loved going there. It's so small. The parking lot, never get into the parking lot, but the food inside, you know what I'm talking about. It's called the cooperative. It's the co-op.
Yeah,
cool place.
You have to be a member.
Yes. You do have to be a member.
Everything's organic. Everything's fresh. Everything's really nice. And
fabuloso.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Okay. Let's talk about pets and sex. And
let's talk about pets and no sex. Spay and neuter. That's the way it should be. That's the
right. Yes. That brand of it. That branch of it. Correct. I saw when it came to Valentine's Day, your pet, 23% of single women would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pet than a romantic partner. Let's see here. 49% of Americans treat their pets to a Valentine's Day gift. 12% of Americans include their pet in their Valentine's Day activities. So,
well, how did you miss this, Doug? How did you miss this? 51% of American pet parents say that their dogs and cats have literally interrupted intimate time with the romantic partner. There you go.
There it is.
That's why God created doors for that reason.
That's right.
You know, people don't realize that when they're in the process, I don't want to get too technical here, but the bottom line is from a daughter's perspective, they feel someone's getting hurt and there's all of the things involved and so there's a lot of things going on there. So it's confusing from a dog's point of view. So I was joking earlier, just give the dog a cold shower and send him on his way.
Send him on his way. Right. Purina dog food is being recalled across the nation. You probably have talked about this on your weekend program, although the announcement just came out yesterday, I think. The product sold here in this country for taking care of pets who are under veterinary care. So this is Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diet. You familiar with it? I'm sure you're familiar with it. You're familiar with all that. It's sold Purina for professionals. They sell it through veterinarians. So if you've got any of this, you should bring it back and get your money back.
You know, there's a page called Dog Food Advisor.
Really?
And if you log on to that Dog Food Advisor, that site is usually the first one to come out with what dog foods have been recalled and they're pretty quick about that. So yeah, Dog Food Advisor, it's a pretty good place to be.
Okay, owls in the news. Anybody you know have an owl as a pet?
I don't know of any owl people. Right?
there's a from the Central Park Zoo in New York, an owl named Flacco was out and about. He escaped the zoo, and he's now been seen hunting for his own food, mostly in and around the park. So this is a Eurasian eagle, Eurasian eagle owl. What do you think? Is this dangerous for the public, or is it just that they're back in their natural habitat, so to speak?
First of all, I'm not a big fan of these type of animals being confined. So anyway, but the bottom line is that I don't think it's a danger to the people. It's more of a danger to the owl with all of the stuff that's around, you know, any number of chemicals and whatever. So, yeah, you know, it's you hear this so much in the last couple of months. All of a sudden, all these zoos are having animals escape or get out. We had monkeys in Dallas, Texas that got out. A jaguar somewhere else that got out. I don't know what's going on with the zoos, but something definitely is going on where all these animals are getting out.
Here's the story from one of our Iowa affiliates sent to me. This teenager helped to save an 83-year-old man's life after the dog and the Jeep that he was in plunged into an icy lake. So there were four men who helped to save this elderly man and his dog, the youngster helping with the survival of Thomas Lee, who was going out to fish with his son-in-law, had a six-year-old dog, Cooper, with him, and they went through the ice. So the dog was trying to swim. The dog didn't want to, apparently, according to reports, didn't want to leave Mr. Lee. So they were both under the water, and the dog was trying to get this man to the top of the water, and then all these people ran out and saved him. But I thought it was interesting that the dog didn't want to leave his... do we call them masters? That's not fair anymore.
I call them guardians.
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 Yeah.
And then that's just one of the advantages of loving a dog. They will never leave you. They're always by your side no matter what. Good, bad, evil, doesn't make any difference.
All right. Make sure you are going to hugsandkisses.com to make sure you have the vitamin mineral supplement that Warren puts together for your dog. There's nothing better. Hugsandkisses.com. All right, Warren Eckstein here from The Pet Show. Check out thepetshow.com as well. 59 past the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.